Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip. I am your host, Ash, and today I'm talking to a listener who emailed me a few weeks ago to tell me a little bit about her and her story, and also about a company that she is creating with some other powerful women that aims to provide size-inclusive activewear. And the company is called Sassy Pants. They're still in the production phase. They're not selling yet, but they're hoping to launch later this year. But in the meantime, I wanted to invite Elizabeth on the show so that she could talk about her life and her journey and how she got where she is. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Elizabeth Terry from Sassy Pants.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being flexible with time.
Okay, so let's just start with your childhood. This isn't weird or anything to just like dive in to a stranger and have them ask about your childhood, right?
No, I actually think it's easier to talk to a stranger about things that are like super personal. So,
well, good. Yeah. Then we're in a good place then. Okay, so just just tell me what it was like when you were a kid.
Sure. So I grew up in a very Jewish town as one of the only super Catholic families. My mom actually was a nun before she obviously met my dad and stopped being a nun. But so we went to Catholic church, like Catholic mass every day until I was about 5 years old. So like I had a very deep understanding of the shame that goes along with, you know, being hyper-religious. I, my wife is Jewish, so I found, like, in every religion, there's shame and guilt around that kind of, you know, who you are. You need to keep it as tight to your chest as possible and not let on that you're not the perfect person or whatever it is. But I loved church because right after church, there were donuts every time. And I was like, yeah, okay, I can get through this hour and a half of whatever they're talking about up there, and then I can have my, you know, powdered donut and be happy. So I think a lot of where my, you know, issues with my body image came from was those times when I was in church or I was, you know, around other kids who were supposed to be perfect and everyone's life was perfect and ours just wasn't. Whether it was because my mom was having so many issues with the church and feeling like that it wasn't everything that she had built it up to be in her childhood, because she had a very abusive childhood and she was trying to give us the best possible opportunities, obviously, as every mom at least tries to do. And I think she felt at the end of that like we were maybe being overindulged. So I have a younger brother, and I think she felt guilty for just, like, letting us eat whatever we wanted and, like, do whatever we wanted because her childhood had been so difficult. She wanted ours to be, you know, as fun as possible. But because of that, I think she felt that, like, we were overweight. And I think that we were. I mean, I wasn't a small child or I wasn't, like, skinny, or I'm probably like in the 90th percentile. You know, you go to the pediatrician and they tell you, oh, you're in the 90th percentile. Mm-hmm. They don't actually tell you what that means. And so, like, when I was around 11, she started taking me to another church in town on Wednesday nights, and we would go to Weight Watchers together. Mm-hmm. So, for anyone who hasn't been to a Weight Watchers meeting, especially when you're 11, it is really intimidating because it's like 99% women and they're all in their 30s and 40s and 50s, and everyone runs to the bathroom before you weigh in so that, you know, you don't weigh an extra 3 ounces or whatever, and everyone goes in the same outfit every week and they stand on a scale in front of everyone, and then the person reading your weight, you know, says, oh, you've gone down 2 pounds or you're up 4 pounds, keep working hard, and just like this incredible focus on this one number. And we would go like every week. I don't remember how long we went for, and I know we didn't go for a very long time, but it just had this incredible impact on me. Like, I need to focus on this one number, and if I don't get this number, within this range, I'm not a good person.
Yeah.
And I think that feeling, like failure feeling, trickled into everything I did. And so no matter what I did, I was not getting my number in that range. That wasn't something I was able to do and be happy at the same time. So that feeling of like, oh, I can't do it, so why am I trying, got into everything else I did. And so it became a big part of, you know, what I even said yes to in my life, like even in through college and on past college, just this feeling of like, I'm going to fail no matter what I do, so let's just not try. And then I kind of went through this transition at the end of college where I realized like, oh my gosh, I don't feel connected to a community. I don't feel like a normal kid, one, because of my weight, but also because, holy crap, I'm gay, and I didn't connect those dots in my brain until I was actually 21, which I know is not the latest ever, but it felt late in my peer group. Mm-hmm. And so when I realized that and like started operating in my life as a gay woman, a lot more things made sense to me. And a lot of that pain around not feeling like I was a good person kind of went away because I had a new community of people who didn't necessarily, ascribe not being a good person to these traits that I had previously valued. And I got to really explore like who I am and have this great leap forward in my emotional growth and like self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. And then I was in a relationship, my first girlfriend, and that was just kind of fizzling out. And I just felt like stuff was still wrong and I still wasn't perfect and I still wasn't having that life that I was supposed to have. And so I decided that I was going to tackle my weight and like that was going to be the thing that would fix it all, and I would lose 100 pounds and everything would be perfect. And then, you know, I would meet the perfect woman and we'd get married and have the perfect babies. Mm-hmm. And I would like work out every morning, like get up at 5 a.m. and work out and take pictures of everything I ate and send it off to my trainer that my mom was paying for, because my mom was always like, yes, we can get fit. Fitness is the best part and we're all going to be fit together. And she now does CrossFit and runs marathons and stuff. And I lost 100 pounds and I was, you know, a size 10 and I was feel myself and I was cute. I would actually look in the mirror and I wasn't happy at all. I didn't find the happiness that was supposed to come from this, that everyone told me that, oh, you're going to be so skinny and you're going to fit in every piece of clothing at the mall and you're going to be happy. And it just didn't happen that way. And I think I realized that, you know, nothing, I could change everything about my exterior, but that wasn't going to make me interiorly happy. So I let a lot of that intensity go in terms of like working out all the time because it wasn't making me happy. It didn't make me feel good. I was sore all the time. I didn't want to do things because I just wanted to lay on my back anytime I wasn't, you know, lifting weights. And when I did, like, almost instantly, when I decided that, like, okay, this isn't right for me, I met my wife, who is the greatest person in the universe. And I met her when I was at my lowest weight. But mm-hmm. at no point in our relationship did I ever feel like that mattered to her at all. And, you know, we've been together 6 years now. And in those 6 years, I've been every size. And she's never... literally never has she said anything to me that I would expect someone to say because of how I was spoken to as a kid and in my young adulthood from my family. That weight has never been something that mattered to her at all. And she feels, you know, sometimes sad about her body and she wants to, you know, fix things in her body, but she never puts that on me. And I think having a person see me through my weight and not care about it at all really allowed me to see myself and develop as a person and like actually do as much interior work as I needed to do to feel happy and do all the things that I want to do. And now, like just this past, you know, 2 months, I feel like I've finally gotten to a point where I'm really happy and I'm the heaviest I've ever been. And that's, those two things are not related to each other at all. And it's a really wonderful feeling to fully accept myself and be able to go out and do all the things that I want to do. Like, I was just at this professional conference all weekend, and I never at one point in the whole day felt like I'm less than because I'm heavier, which is something I would have felt a lot, like even last year. So yeah, this journey has been such a great, experience, and I wanted to share it. And I love your podcast, so I was like, hey, this would be a great opportunity to talk to Ash.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you reached out, and congratulations on the last 2 months kind of finally feeling like you can be who you are and you don't have this, like, your weight isn't weighing you down anymore. That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now? You said in your email that you have a company. So what's that all about?
Yeah. So in November, a bunch of my best friends and I were sitting around and bemoaning the fact that at our weights, we can't find athletic apparel that makes us feel good, supports us, and actually fits. And so we decided that we would take our backgrounds, and we have backgrounds in every kind of exercise or sport or anything like that. I like athleisure. Like, I like to sit around in my yoga pants. And put all of that together and create a company that designs and manufactures pants for all women, every size, 00, 34, all the way, so that we can actively participate in all the things we want to, if that's running, if that's yoga, if that's sitting around, to be able to do that, feel good, and look good. And that just doesn't exist in the market right now. So we created this company, and we're in the process of finalizing our design for our first run of pants that are able to transition with your body. So if you are in the mission of losing weight, you will have a pair of pants that can come along with that journey. Or if you're deciding you want to do yoga and rock climb, you can do that in the same pair of pants, because they can transition from a more intense exercise to a more leisurely exercise, and really just give you the confidence in yourself to just, take up your space and go and explore and do what you want to do and cross those personal finish lines that are kind of out of reach because we don't have the equipment to actually get it done.
That's amazing. And it's so crazy how little athletic wear there is for fat people out there. It's like the culture tells us that we should be exercising and working out and being at the gym, but there are so many obstacles to that for fat people. Like, you can't, there's no clothes for you to wear. And when you get to the job, people are shitty to you. And so it's very cool that you're like making it a little bit easier for fat people who want to work out to be able to do that. And I'm especially, especially excited that you're going up to extended sizes, because it's so hard to find anything that goes beyond a 28,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think because my co-founder and I have been a lot of the sizes in there, we feel like, when we are a larger size, it's so much harder to find anything but a black pair of pants that, like, gets see-through when you go running and doesn't fit you well.
Right.
The fact that that doesn't exist in an industry that is supposed to be talking about health and body positivity is crazy, because, you're not walking the walk. You're just using fatter people to sell your product to skinnier people. And that doesn't help, like, public health. That doesn't help people who are trying to do something else or trying to be part of the fitness culture, or, like, my friends are going running. I want to go out with them, but I don't want to go out if they can see my butt. Like,
right,
I want to be able to participate, but I can't because of something so silly that's standing in my way.
Right. That's amazing. So your company, what's your company called?
We're called Sassy Pants, because we are a group of sassy pants ladies, and we're going to make these pants that, you can do anything in. So.
Awesome. So when are you projected to start selling your pants?
So our goal is to have a Kickstarter in November or October. We're shooting for October. Production of clothes takes a long time, as we've discovered.
Yeah.
especially when you're trying to convince a factory, like, no, we're not going to start at a medium. We're going to start at a 2X. Let's try to extend our sizes as much as possible. So our goal is for this fall to start our Kickstarter, and we are at wearesassycamps.com, and then all of our social medias are wearesassycamps as well. So Excellent. We'll definitely keep people updated on those.
Excellent. So hopefully everyone that's listening will go and follow you. And you have a blog, right? That you're yeah. you're blogging right now yeah. in the lead up to the release, right?
Yes, and we're blogging on wearesassycamps.com/blog, and we're talking about everything from our own journeys through the production of clothes and how to start a company and mental health and everything that goes underneath this world of the fitness industry that is kind of leaving everyone behind. So we're doing everything under the sun on that blog.
Oh, excellent. Well, I can't wait to read, and I hope that once you start your Kickstarter, you'll come back on the show and we'll do a little Kickstarter money raising for you, hopefully.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah.
So in the meantime, I hope everybody who's listening goes and starts following your blog and following you on social media. I'm going to do that as soon as we hang up today. But thank you so much for coming on the show and for telling your story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and for having this platform that is so necessary.
You're so welcome. And this is why I made this show, so that fat people that are doing things and providing service to the fat community can come on and talk about their lives and how they are contributing. So I'm so glad that you're here. And thank you so much for offering extended sizes. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, it's definitely core to our mission. So it's not something we're going to give up on.
Good, good. I'm so glad to hear that. Well, thank you so much. It was so good talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for coming on the show today and for everything you're doing. And I look forward to my first pair of Sassy Pants. In the meantime, go and follow Sassy Pants on all of their social media. I'm going to put all those links in the show notes so that you can find them easily. And so you'll know as soon as their products become available. Thank you, as always, to Star Crusher for providing the music on today's show. To hear more, go to seestarcrusher.bandcamp.com. And our Patreon patron of the week is Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for all of your support. And if you would also like to become a Patreon patron and one day have your name called out on this show, go to patreon.com/thefatlip. to find out how. And Patreon just had a redesign and it's much cooler looking now, so it's worth a look if you're into that kind of thing. And if you have a moment, please rate and review us on iTunes if you haven't done that already. It's actually super helpful because the more ratings and reviews we have, the more people can actually see us. And if you like the show and you have fat friends who you think that would enjoy it or could benefit from listening, I'd super appreciate it if you would spread the word. And if you're not following on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you should do that too. You can find all of those links at thefatlip.com right up at the top. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you again soon.